Before we begin reciting, learning the Mishnayot of Avot, we have a custom to quote a Mishnah that appears at the end of Masechet Sanhedrin. Kol Yisrael yesh lem chelek l'olam haba. All Jews have a chelek to the next world. Shenemar v'amech kulam tzadikim. All of the Jewish people are tzadikim. And the question, obviously, is what this means and why we say it as an introduction to learning the Mishnayot in Avot. The Mach Zavitri and other Mefarshim say that we say this as an introduction in order to encourage, lure people towards learning about how to strive for higher levels of ethics and morals. If a person is given up hope, if a person believes they're unredeemable, there's no way to get them to work on bettering themselves. We begin with this introduction of Kol Yisrael so that people will believe in themselves. And even if a person is not yet where they need to be, to know that it's always possible. Very beautiful Gemara in Brachot Af Yud, where Chizkiyo HaMelech, after being told by Yeshayo that he's going to die because of his sins and that there's no hope for him, he commands Yeshayo to exit and tells him that he has a Mesorah from his great-great-grandfather David HaMelech, that even if the guillotine lies on your neck, a person can always pray, can always change. There's always, always hope. In a very similar vein, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai in the Gemara in Menachos Daf Tzadi Tet says that Me'ikar Adin, it's enough to learn the beginning of every day and every night, a little bit, and your Yotzei the Mitzvah. But he says one should not say this to the Ami Haaretz because maybe they'll minimize their learning. Rava, many generations later, the Amora responds to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai and he says, it's a mitzvah to tell the Ami Haaretz. They should have hope. They should know that they can fulfill the mitzvah. This is how the Rambam in his Pirush Mishnayot explains why this Mishnah appears at the end of Masechet Sanhedrin. After we talk about those punished by Bet Din, those who are killed for their terrible offenses, we're told, Kol Yisrael, yesh lem chelek l'olam haba. Every Jew has a chelek, no matter how bad. Very similar Gemara in Brachot Af Nun Zayin, which tells us that even the Rishayim amongst the Jewish people are like pomegranates. They're full of mitzvot, full of mitzvot, even if it's not being expressed. Rav Kook spoke about this idea in two contexts. First of all, he was asked why he supports the irreligious and often anti-religious settlers in their efforts to rebuild Eretz Yisrael. Rav Kook spoke about the two sides of Judaism. There's what we choose, and there's the inherent nature of who we are, the Am Segula, the chosen, holy, spiritual people. And no matter how bad a Jew is, there's still value in who he is. Based on a pasuk in Yeshayahu, Perek Mem Dalet, Rav Tzadok HaKohen said, the ikar of Judaism is identifying oneself as a Jew. Everything else is how we build upon that ikar. And by appreciating all Jews, despite their drawbacks, we appreciate this idea. This is the message of Yonah. When asked on the boat, Ma malachtecha, me'ayin tavo, ma artzecha, mi'eza amata. They asked him so many questions. What's your trade? Where do you come from? What land? He answered two words, Ivri Anochi. I'm a Jew who serves God. This is the beginning. This is the core. This is also how Rav Kook responded to a suggestion that the Orthodox community separate itself from the rest of the Jewish people for technical reasons, for political reasons. Rav Kook said, that suggestion is like the suggestion of the prostitute before Shlomo HaMelech to cut the baby in half. We are one people. And he says, the yesod of the tzaddikim is and has always been all of Klal Yisrael, the entire Jewish people. Shenemar v'amech kulam tzaddikim. We as a people together are tzaddikim, and tzaddikim build their righteousness off the totality of the entire Jewish people. May we learn this as a basis for bettering ourselves and bettering the entire Jewish people.